Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, Army Wives, fall in. You are tuned in to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives, our life, our family, our soldier. Brought to you by the Army Wife Network, interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more. Now reporting for duty, your hosts, the AWN Core Team.
Happy New Year, Army families, and welcome to a new season of Army Wife Talk Radio. Army Wife Talk Radio is the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Erica Garvin. Today is Monday, January 9th, 2017, and this is show 592. We're glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
And tonight on Army Wife Talk Radio, our featured guest is T.T. Robinson, joining us to share about her project, Humans on the Home Front, which tells the stories of the brave men and women who serve our nation and the incredible people who love them. Connect with T.T. Robinson on Facebook at Humans on the Home Front, on Instagram at humans_on_the_homefront, and on Twitter at HomefrontHumans. Stay tuned. We've got a great show ahead for you.
If you're listening to our show live, join our fun show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the AWN Core Team. Head over to twitter.com/ArmyWife Network and be sure to use hashtag ArmyWife to participate.
Tonight's show is brought to you by your AWN Core Team. We are a dedicated group of volunteers that are passionate about empowering you in this military life. Get to know us through our bios on ArmyWifeNetwork.com, or you can follow each of us individually on Twitter. Get a behind-the-scenes look into our Army lives, too. We're just like you. Well, Erica, before we move on with the show, let's catch up. It's been, well, seems like a year. It was just last year since I talked to you. Did you enjoy your holidays?
I did. We were we stayed on our base for the holidays and really enjoyed Christmas. And my husband's and my birthday is only 4 days apart, and it's over the New Year's weekend. So we got in the car and drove over to Kansas City and just enjoyed the city for the weekend. So I think that was the best part of our holidays.
Oh, fun. I love the Kansas City area. So what all did you do? Did you stay overnight, or you just drove there for the day? Or?
Well, we drove up on a Friday, and we ended up staying the night at one of the indoor water parks. And it's kind of funny. We only swam for about 2 hours and then just enjoyed the rest of the city. We went to a couple historical sites. We went to a couple of stores, and they were just like the big version of the stores. So we kind of used our Christmas gift cards, and we had some really good barbecue while we were in Kansas. So it was a great trip.
I miss KC barbecue. I'm a Kansas
I want to know.
Talking about my old stomping grounds, and so it's like,
yes.
I love to talk about Kansas. It makes me feel like I'm back home. So, did you happen to stay at the Great Wolf Lodge?
We actually stayed at the Coco Keys, which comparatively it's like the more financial friendly place, but it was still really nice.
Oh, neat. I had not heard of that. Well, neat.
And it's right off the highway. It's really easy to get to. It's very family friendly. Has all the amenities. You don't even need to leave once you get there. But there's just so much to see in Kansas City.
Yes, there is. Well, and it's so big because it's Kansas and the Missouri side too. So, and they, a lot of great shopping, barbecue. So, yeah, I loved reminiscing. So, thank you for chatting with me about that.
Absolutely, but I would love to know how your holiday went.
It went really well. It was our Christmas was pretty quiet. Thanksgiving was pretty busy, but Christmas was more quiet. My husband had the duty phone for a couple of days, so we stayed close to home. But, you know, sometimes, I don't know, I think especially as a military spouse, life can get so hectic that it's just nice to be able to not go somewhere and not do anything, you know, because it seems like we travel a lot. You know, we have to travel to see our family and then my PCS. And so it was nice to just have some time around the holidays, just kind of hanging out at home and just enjoying time with family close by. So that was nice.
That sounds
but
great.
Do you
I'm really
make
glad
like
you
a...
did. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask you. Now, speaking of a new year, though, do you make a New Year's resolution or, you know, any resolutions or one word that kind of goes around? Do you do anything special for a new year?
I really like to make goals and focus on goals while my husband is more of a fly by the seat of his pants type of guy. So we don't like talk about New Year's resolutions, but secretly I'm like so ready for a new year and trying new things, looking for new opportunities, but not making anything like set in stone or written down that way. By the end of this year, if I haven't made those resolutions, I don't feel as bad. So this year is just all about new opportunities.
Oh, that's a great way of looking at it. That's a great. Now, how long have you been at your current duty station?
Well, I've been here for a whole 3 months, and in about 3 weeks, I will be moving once again. My husband is deploying to Korea, and I will be moving home with my daughter back to Ohio for those 9 months.
Oh, wow.
And then we'll move back to Kansas. So it's the Army wife life, always moving, always doing something new. There's nothing set in stone with the Army, and after 8 years, I've gotten used to being able to just pick things up and roll with it.
Right. Wow. That's what I was thinking. You hadn't been in Kansas very long, and so he's deploying to Korea. Is that for a year long deployment?
It will be about 8 or 9 months, depending on when they go and when they come back, but it won't be a year, and that is something I can be thankful for.
Right, that's true. You've got to go into it finding the things that you can be thankful for and appreciate, and you know, with a positive frame of mind, or that can get long. So,
exactly.
I was wondering because you had talked about preparing for a move, and I thought, I'm pretty sure she just got to Kansas, so that explains it. So you are looking forward to new opportunities and things like that in 2017.
Yes, there's just so many things that can happen with the Army that I just keep focusing on just the fun things we get to experience. We plan to return to Kansas later this year and spend a couple of years here. So we've actually started looking at houses, which is just so much fun. I never thought shopping for a house could be fun.
How neat. So in the Raleigh area?
Yes.
Like Junction City?
Probably Junction City, the area just south of Fort Riley. There's a couple of little towns that are off the main highway, and you can just get anywhere when you live next to a highway. And that's just one of the fun parts of where we are in Kansas, is you can just get everywhere you want to go in just a half an hour. So, yeah, a lot of things to look forward to. But Crystal, since we were talking about a new year, do you have a New Year's resolution or a way you are describing 2017 for you?
It's funny you say that, because it's kind of, or you were talking about if you don't make goals or resolutions, then you don't have to feel bad about breaking them. So
yes.
I grew up, and one of our traditions growing up was my mom would take a tape recorder back when we had cassette tapes many moons ago, and she would record my sister and I and herself and our New Year's resolutions, which, and then we would play the prior years, and she would just have all these tapes. It was really neat, but I had thought about that a few years ago, that, yeah, we can make these grand and glorious New Year's resolutions at the first of a year, and it just seems like, you know, endless possibilities, and so we'll make these grand resolutions, and then we don't keep them. And then I find myself discouraged. So just without consciously thinking about it, I started choosing a word. And then later, you know, kind of, well, I called it my theme. And then later I heard the one word movement, you know, going around. And like 1 year, my word was grace. Last year, my word was resolve, you know. And this year I chose the word forward. And I kind of chose that just for many reasons, but, you know, with the idea in mind of forgetting the past and moving forward, that sometimes we can get stuck in a rut and just not go anywhere, and we, you know, make that groove. It's like in a muddy, you're walking, driving down a muddy road, and you make that groove, and you just get stuck because you stayed in that groove, and it's hard to move to the left or to the right or even straight ahead. And then sometimes we get stuck because we're so busy looking back. And so I really like what author Alison Knoll once said. She said, the only thing a person can ever really do is keep moving forward. Take that big leap forward without hesitation, without once looking back. Simply forget the past and forge towards the future. So that's kind of my theme for 2017, is to move forward and forgive myself for, you know, mistakes made and things done imperfectly, because I tend to be a perfectionist. So, and just move forward, because any movement forward is better than just staying where you're at. So that's my theme.
Oh, Crystal, that is such an amazing idea, of just choosing one word and that being an overall theme and something to really strive for. So thank you so much for sharing that. That's a huge encouragement for all of us. But let's move forward and dive right into our hot topics of the week.
Well, hot in military family news, if you're traveling out of town and need to fill a prescription, or if you and your family are on TRICARE standard, you'll want to remember that as of December 1st, 2016, CVS no longer accepts TRICARE. That includes the pharmacies and Target. In exchange, Walgreens has been added to the list of nationwide pharmacies that accept TRICARE. Dr. George Jones, Chief of Pharmacy Operation for the Defense of Health Agency, says most of the pharmacy network stays the same. including major chains like Rite Aid and Walmart grocery store pharmacies, and thousands of community pharmacies around the country. While we know this change might cause an inconvenience for some people, it's easy to search for another network pharmacy near where you live and work. So next time you're in a new area and need to fill a prescription, remember the two W's, Walgreens and Walmart. To learn more about this change, head over to the Stars and Stripes website at stripes.com. We'll be sharing a link directly to that story in our Twitter feed tonight as well.
Hot on AWN this week is this month's Recon Rendezvous, guaranteed to increase your pride as a military spouse. It's a new year. I could use all the encouragement and motivation I can get, and this blog post is exactly where I found it. We know how difficult being a military spouse can be, but on the other side of the coin shows how we can take pride in our calling as military spouses. This first installation includes quotes from AWN fans just like you. Jennifer R. writes, "I am proud to be a military spouse when my husband gets recognized for something at work and he looks at me, says something like, 'Without the endless support of my wife, I would not be here today.' Knowing that everything I do, no matter how big or small, helps him tremendously in his career gives me pride." To read more inspirational quotes, head over to the Army Wife Network blog to read more. And be sure to enter the giveaway for a chance to win a $25 Amazon gift card and fun AWN swag. But hurry, the giveaway ends soon. You can look forward to additional installments of Reasons for Mil-Spouse Pride in February and March as well.
And it's AWN social media roundup time. One of the most stressful and at times annoying seasons in our military life is PCSing. Whether we're looking forward to our next duty station or not, we still have to worry about how our household goods will be packed, how we'll travel to our next duty station, and every other decision in between. Well, hot on our AWN Facebook page right now is our graphic featuring a stack of empty cardboard boxes sitting out on the curb with a caption which reads, "You might be a military spouse if you are currently unpacking unopened boxes from your last move so they can get new boxes and stickers for your current move." Head over to our AWN Facebook page to check it out. A link directly to that graphic, along with links to all the stories mentioned in this podcast this evening, will be posted in our Twitter feed. Hey, Erica, I can so relate to that graphic. This past weekend and last few weekends, actually, we've been unpacking boxes that we never unpacked once we got here in preparation for our move this summer. Have you ever found yourself opening boxes from a previous move to prepare for your next move?
Actually, with us only being here for 3 months and getting ready to move, we just never really unpacked to begin with. We expected Korea, and we knew we were going to move again. So the things that we did unpack, we kept the boxes so we can pack it back up, so we can move everything into storage. And then once we come back to Kansas and settle in for a couple more years, we'll unpack everything and finally put stuff up on the walls. But, yes, it's kind of always an in-between spot. You're either unpacking and getting settled, or you're getting ready to pack and move on to the next great adventure. So this graphic just really captured everything for me this month.
Ah, the life of a military spouse. Well, Erica, tell us about this week's PSA.
Absolutely. Last but not least, it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show and ask for them at least 10 days in advance. send your PSA to info@armywifenetwork.com. Military families and adoption. Your heart is open to having a child in your lives or adding to your family. You've talked about it and agreed that adoption is the route you want to take. The National Military Family Association has some tips for you to add in your adoption journey. Number one, arm yourself with information before you even call an adoption agency. There is a lot to learn about the adoption process. Search out other military families in your community who have adopted. Number two, ask lots of questions. Number three, check your installation family center. They might know about an adoption support group on your installation or in your community outside the gate. And number four, read up on the adoption process. Military adoption benefits for active duty families include up to $2,000 in reimbursement for adoption expenses, up to 21 days of adoption leave to bond with your new child, and health care benefits before the adoption is finalized. Visit the National Military Family Association website at www.militaryfamily.org to learn more about military adoption benefits, qualifications, additional benefits that you may qualify for, and obtain information about adoption as a military family. That's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is our new 6th Gen, bringing you the need-to-know stories. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit armywifenetwork.com for details. You're listening to the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Welcome back to Army Wives Talk Radio. Tonight, our News 6 Gen brings us a report about a new scholarship service for those affiliated with the military. Jen, tell us more about this program.
Good evening, Crystal and Aaron. Military families are familiar with the Fisher House Foundation because of their work with service members and families experiencing medical concerns. The Fisher House provides housing for military families to be close to their loved ones that is hospitalized due to illness or injury. Now they've undertaken a new way to support military families by offering a scholarship database geared specifically towards those associated with the military.
Did we lose Erica?
I am back after unmuting myself. Now, Jen, this sounds great. Is this specifically for active duty military, or can anyone connected to the military use the service?
This new tool, which is called Scholarships for Service, is open to anyone that is associated with the military in any way. You can be active duty or reserve, veterans, retired military, military spouses, and dependents.
Do you know how many scholarships are available on the database, Jen?
The database currently has more than 3,000 scholarships available, offered from organizations ranging from military relief societies to associations for CBs and 82nd Airborne Division troops and many others.
Now, can you tell us why the Fisher House Foundation chose to start this database?
Sure. The Fisher House Foundation has been providing scholarships to military children and spouses for 17 years. According to the group CEO, Ken Fisher, because of their involvement with not only their own scholarship, but helping to promote scholarships from other organizations, the foundation would routinely receive calls asking for more information on any other financial resources that were available to help military service members and their families with college funding. The foundation decided to put this database together so military families would have a one-stop shop for scholarships geared specifically to them.
Wow. Hey, Jen, can you give us more details on how the database works? Do service members or family members need to create an account to access it? Or, you know, is it a paid service or a free service?
The database is completely free. There is no need to create an account or register for anything on the foundation's website. The foundation does not collect and store the information of people accessing the database and doesn't sell the information to outside marketing agencies, so there will be no follow-up or spam emails generated from accessing the database. As far as how the database works, students or students-to-be enter brief background information and education goals, and the database will quickly identify potential military-affiliated scholarships. The students can then click on each scholarship to access a summary of requirements, points of contact, and links to the scholarship provider's website. They can also have a PDF file of the results emailed to them so they can research the list of available scholarships at a later date.
Jen, this tool sounds amazing, and I know so many military families are going to enjoy this new tool. So can you tell our listeners where to go to access the database?
Sure, Erica. Listeners can go to search.militaryscholar.org to access the database.
Now, Jen, I know that you have a daughter that's currently in college and one that's graduating high school this year. Have either of your daughters used this tool?
My daughter, who is a senior this year, has used the database to look for scholarships. The site is easy to use. It took her about 10 minutes to answer questions about her GPA and class rank, what kind of college she is interested in attending, and what branch of the military our family is associated with. The database came up with about 240 scholarships that she is potentially eligible to apply for, totaling over $700,000. It's a great tool and very easy to use.
This is such great news, Jen. Thanks so much for bringing this great tool to us and our listeners' attention, and a big shout out to the Fisher House Foundation for making this service available to military families. Listeners, stay tuned after this short break for our interview with T.T. Robinson from Humans on the Homefront.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Visit VetTix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crystal Niehaus.
And I am your co-host, Erica Garvin. Tonight we have with us T.T. Robinson, a Navy wife, writer, and mother of two. She is the founder of Humans on the Homefront, managing editor for Spouse Buzz, and author of the New York Times Deployment Diary, which earned her a Blog Her 2016 Voice of the Year Award.
Her work has also been featured in the Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, and several military-related publications. Welcome to the show, T.T.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us a bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight.
Well, first and foremost, I'm a Navy wife and I'm a mommy. I have a 6-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son. And consequently, I'm calling you from the third floor attic of our house because that is the only place I don't think they'll look for me. Rest assured, my husband is home, so he is with them. But it's nice and quiet up here. Our house is also 90 years old, so it's also the warmest part of the house.
Well, TT, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to join us and to find a perfect spot to be with us tonight. Now, I am dying to know, what is Humans on the Home Front?
Well, thank you. Humans on the Home Front is really a storytelling project that I started on Memorial Day of 2016, telling the stories of our men and women in uniform, the families, the service members, but their spouses as well, children of service members, even parents, veterans, just trying to get the stories out to more than just the people that are involved in the military. So trying to connect the civilian population with the military as well. And it's a blog. It's on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram and all of those things. But it's really a storytelling venture.
It's amazing to read the stories. It's truly inspiring. And I've been following it, pretty much from the beginning on the Facebook page. What inspired you to start this project?
Well, I had this really amazing opportunity to write the deployment diary for the New York Times for a little bit over a year and a half. And, you know, it was a chance for me to just write about what it was like to go through workups with a husband getting ready to deploy. And we had, you know, two very young children at the time, and talk about, you know, what it was like to go through deployment and try to get other people aware of what military life really is. It's not just the homecomings. And when that wrapped up, when the deployment diary wrapped up, I was thinking about, you know, what is it that I want to do next? And I felt like every time I wrote a post for the New York Times, I needed a giant asterisk to say, you know, this is just my story. It's just one story. Your experience may be different. There are thousands of other people who do this. And so I really wanted to focus less on, you know, my experience and my story and more on everybody else that I know. I've met the most incredible men and women who have served, who have supported service members. And so I was really kind of inspired at the time. I was binge listening to Hamilton, which I'll be honest, I'm still binge listening to. And the song of Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story. And then coupled with Humans of New York, which is a site that I also love, that's a storytelling venture. I think between those two things, you know, we're so quick to follow on celebrity gossip and what's going on with the Kardashians. But I think there's so much to be told in, I wouldn't say the average person, only because these people are certainly not average, they're exceptional, but the people that aren't famous, they have stories and experiences and, you know, unique things to share as well. So I wanted to focus more on them.
TT, you've really described how you have found your calling as a storyteller and are just really working to bring a voice to so many people who have amazing stories that are going to really benefit the military community and just everyone who reads them. But what about this, or I should say, why is this project important to you?
I think just for those reasons of, you know, it's especially, I think this year it's been a pretty hotly contested political climate, you know, with 16 years of war now of, you know, all of these stories of we're sending more troops over here, we're doing a peacekeeping mission over here. And I think that we've almost become complacent to what our military looks like, at least from the civilian side. And so making sure that people realize that, you know, when we say we're sending the military to Yemen or when we say we're going into Syria, for people to understand that these are daughters, these are moms, these are dads and brothers, and there's people behind all of these congressional mandates and declarations of war. And so for me, it's so important that people recognize that our military is so strong and so incredible, but it's not just a force, it's comprised of humans. And so that's really too where Humans on the Home Front came from, of, you know, we're all individuals. And I think that that's an important thing to remember. I think the other piece of why it's so important to me is that, you know, as I said, in writing the deployment diary, it was just my story, but our military is incredibly diverse and You know, we have so many people who come from different walks of life and different backgrounds who choose to serve their country, and there's so much nobility in that. And I want people to know that we don't all look the same, we don't all think the same, we don't all come from the same places. And so sharing all of the diverse stories of our military and their families is so important to me.
I love that. Now, you give a voice to those of us on the home front. For someone who has a story that they would like to share, or would like to nominate perhaps someone to have their story featured, what is the process to be featured in a Humans on the Home Front story?
It is so easy, and I appreciate you asking that question, because all it is, it's sending me a message on Facebook from the page, which is Humans on the Home Front. It's sending an email to contact@humansonthehomefront.com, tagging somebody in one of the comments, and I'll follow up with them. And I think it's twofold, right? So there's some people who are very comfortable sharing their own story, and they want to write it up, and they want to send it and submit it that way, and I'll publish it just as they've written it. And there's other people who are a little more timid, or maybe don't feel confident in the writing skills. With those, we'll do a phone interview, and I'll write it up for you and send it on to you to review. And then once you've reviewed it and you're happy with it, then we'll publish it that way. So either people can submit a story on their own, or they are welcome to set up a phone interview with me, and I'll write it for them.
TT, that
and
is great news. Go
hey,
ahead,
Erica,
Crystal.
Hold on just a minute if you don't mind. I just want to insert, too, that I was one of the features way in the beginning, but it really is. It is you make it a fun process, and it feels empowering. You know, I was a little shy, but you interviewed me and then kind of wrote up the story and let me share kind of what was on my heart, you know. And so it really it is a fun process, an easy process, and it feels empowering to get your story out there, because we all, whether we're service members or military spouses or parents of service members, have a story to share that can touch someone else's life. So I just want to thank you for doing this, because I know for me personally, it felt like you put words into what was on my heart, and then it's been so inspiring to me to read the stories of the people that you have featured, and so I just wanted to put that out there. If anyone feels that they have a story they'd like to share, or have someone that they feel whose story should be shared, I really do encourage you to get a hold of TT, and she'll walk you through the process, because I just really feel this is a beautiful thing, but I love to hear other people's stories. So anyway, sorry. Thank you for letting me insert that, Erica.
Oh, my gosh.
You're
well, thank
welcome.
You for saying that, Crystal. That's amazing.
TT, I'm just so glad to hear that this being able to share your story is so easy. And Crystal, thank you for that testimony of letting us know that it is a fun process. And when we have something we want to share, there's this amazing outlet for that. And we know it's someone's going to read it, and they're going to benefit so much from that. But TT, out of all the posts that you've been able to publish for this organization, what has been the most popular thus far?
I would say Crystal, of course, was one of my favorites and a very, very popular one with our readers. But say probably our first one that we did, I interviewed just an unbelievable woman, a Gold Star wife whose husband was killed during a deployment before he even had the opportunity to meet their second born. And so it was this just amazing widow who just talked about what Memorial Day means to her. We launched on Memorial Day, and so talked to her about how difficult it is as a Gold Star wife to walk into the grocery store and see red, white, and blue balloons and all the Memorial Day sales, and how far our country has gotten from, you know, what Memorial Day was intended for. And so that was one of the most popular ones. And then I also had just a really, I would say all of the conversations are very humbling on my end, because, you know, to hear somebody's story is so, it's remarkable. And so I had this gentleman who served in Vietnam, hasn't really ever talked about it. And we sat down and got on the phone for 2 hours. He's an uncle of a friend of mine, and we chatted, and, you know, told me about what it was like as pretty much a kid to land in Vietnam and to go through war at such a young age. And his was very, very well received. It was shared thousands of times. I think had something like 40,000 likes on it. I mean, it was just really remarkable to see so many people connecting with his story, of, especially for an era that was largely, you know, shut out from being well received when they returned home.
I remember that one very clearly. It just, wow, that was powerful. It was hard to read that because it moved me to tears. But then the response, like on Facebook, everyone was so loving and supportive toward him. It was really amazing, the outpouring of support to him. And so that was inspiring to see.
It was. And I, you know, and I followed up with his niece a few months later, and she said for Christmas she printed off the thousands of comments to give to him, as is, you know, he's not on Facebook. And so for him to be able to read all of these people finally saying thank you and welcome home, and I was there and I connected with this, and, you know, I was reading this in tears because I know exactly what sight you're talking about and what smell you're talking about, and those memories, you know, came flooding back. And so I think for people to have, and, you know, honestly, I think that's why the page has done so well, is that people are able to connect with these stories because they see themselves in it, whether it's, you know, a Gold Star wife or kids who have sent parents off to war, or a Vietnam veteran. I had a World War II veteran a few weeks ago, which was incredible, a very good friend of mine's grandfather. But for people to be able to see themselves in a story or see a family member in a story, is there's power in that. So it's been really just very humbling, but it's been a lot of fun.
It really is a beautiful project. Well, TT, we do need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we would love for you to share with us your some more about humans on the home front and how you might draw out someone who doesn't feel that they have a story to tell. And listeners, don't forget, if you're listening to our show live right now, the AWN Core team is hanging out in Twitter chat. Join in the conversations, and you can even ask questions of our guests by going to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and use hashtag ArmyWife to participate. Make sure to click on the live tab to get real-time chat updates. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Between basic training, PCSing, and deployment, joining the military presents some unique financial challenges in the first few years of service. But there are also great benefits. If you're new to military life, make sure you're aware of and using all the financial benefits and rights you're entitled to as a service member. Start by acquainting yourself with the range of financial and legal protections offered through the Service Members Civil Relief Act, including auto lease termination, residential lease termination, protection from foreclosure, evictions, repossession, and legal proceedings, and reduced interest rates on existing credit card, auto loan, mortgage, and other debt incurred prior to active service. Next, be aware of the discounts that might be available to you as a member of the military, and don't be shy about asking about discounts for service members when making a major purchase. Finally, give serious consideration to making the TSP your go-to retirement vehicle. Make a plan for your post-9/11 GI Bill, and when you're ready to buy a home, consider a VA loan. This Command Your Cash Minute is brought to you by the USAA Educational Foundation. Visit usaaef.org today.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with T.T. Robinson, a Navy wife, writer, and mother of two, about a project that's close to her heart, Humans on the Home Front. T.T., we were chatting a bit about some of your favorite features thus far. Now, not all of the features you've done have been lighthearted, and as you've also mentioned, some are really difficult to get through without tears. What are those interviews like?
I think, you know, I approach each interview and each story as if I have to take very tender, precious care of it. I think it's a huge responsibility, and it's an incredible honor to be able to share these stories. And so each of the interviews, you know, start out, I'm never really sure where they're going to go. And some of the ones that have started out so fun and lighthearted and with so much laughter have been really some of the ones that have, you know, been us both crying on the phone. You know, the helicopter pilot whose Hilo crashed and he survived, but one of his co-pilots did not, was incredibly difficult to get through. The mom who lost her son, who wanted to do an interview because she didn't want people to forget him. You know, it's hard to do those stories, but it also, I think there's so much hope in them. And it's just, I think, very gratifying for me. And I think for other people to read too, that we still live in a country where, you know, regardless of who you voted for, regardless of how much money you make, or regardless of all of those things that separate us, we have people willing to fight for us, to die for us, to continue to support us. And that to me is, you know, it's amazing. And so to be able to tell those stories, even when they're really difficult, it's just been an incredible experience.
Now, TT, you are talking about a lot of great people, and I'm already excited to go back through the archives and to read all these articles. And when we started talking, I was excited to hear that it was easy to share stories with you, and Crystal said how fun it was to do the interview with you. But I'm sitting here thinking, I don't have a story like that. I'm just a run-of-the-mill military spouse who's just enjoying this lifestyle. So what do you tell people like me who say, I don't have a story?
So the first thing I would tell you is that pretty much every single interview I've ever done has started with the other person on the line saying exactly that. I don't have a story. I don't know why you want to interview me. But the fact is, we all have a story, and whether it's something elaborate and impressive and exciting, or something just how you met your spouse, or what's been difficult for you during a deployment, or what the most exciting moment was when he came home. You know, one of my favorite stories was a woman who dressed up in a T-Rex costume for her husband's homecoming down in Cherry Point. And, you know, that for her said, oh, I don't really have a story. Oh, you dressed up a T-Rex. You do have a story. Or a good friend of mine who she worked at a school. She was a teacher, and the principal of the school had a son who was down in flight school in Florida. And she said, I really want my third graders to be able to write letters to somebody in the military. So the principal said, oh, just write them to my son. Well, Christmas came, and the son came home for Christmas break and met the teacher, and they fell in love. And that's how they ended up getting married. And so things like that where, you know, you might not feel like you have this unbelievable story that's going to be turned into a blockbuster, but the fact is you do. Everybody does. And that's my very favorite thing, is starting an interview where somebody says, I don't have a story, because you do, and I will get it from you, I promise.
Well, what's your goal for this project, and where do you see humans on the home front in the future?
So my goal really is just to tell as many stories about as many people as we can, and to try and bridge whatever civilian-military divide that happens, to try and bridge that, because the more stories we tell, the more spouses we recognize for what they do on the home front, the more service members that we recognize for what deployment is like for them, what transition home is like for them, for, you know, what transition out of the military is, the more that people connect to what our military members are facing. One of my favorite things to do is to feature either military spouses or veterans or service members who have started their own business, whether it's a blog or like my friend Lauren, who started her own jewelry line, Hope Design Limited, or a resource, anything like that. I love highlighting those people. And so, you know, my goal is just to connect as many people with resources as possible, and just to tell as many stories of our military and their family members as I can.
I love that.
I love your vision for this project. And since it is a new year and we've been talking about our new year goals, TT, what are some of the goals that you have for this project going into 2017?
I would love to get more people submitting their own stories. I love doing the interviews. I really do. It's my very favorite thing. But it's also, you know, I'm a one-woman shop, and I do have another job because humans on the home front right now make $0. So For me, it's all just kind of done on the side. So I'd love to be able to have more people submitting stories or more people contacting me saying that they have a friend that they want featured. So my goal really is to get more people engaged with it and more people excited about sharing their own stories.
Now, how can we ourselves and our listeners help you in this project?
I think first and foremost, submit. I mean, if you have something that you want to say, by all means, write it up. If you have nothing that you want to say, you don't think you have a story, then just send me a message and say, I want to be featured, and we'll do it that way, and we'll do a phone interview. But especially I love seeing the engagement on Facebook and on social media. So folks can help out by, if there's something that they like, by sharing it, by tagging people in the comments to make sure that more people see it. Facebook, of course, is saturated with ads and everything else. So anytime we have anybody engaging with anything, it's always a good thing.
And I have a quick question from a listener. What has been one of the biggest challenges that you've had to overcome with humans on the home front?
Ooh, that is a good question. I think one of the things that has been difficult is that, I'm so hyper aware of personal security, of operational security. And so occasionally we'll get something submitted by somebody where, in the picture it's got their unit name and where they live and things like that. And so I think the challenge of, it's very public and so you want to share as much as you can, but also maintaining that commitment to personal security, to OPSEC, has been somewhat daunting, but so far so good.
Now, TT, we have one other question from our listeners tonight, and she would love to know what keeps you going day after day? Now, I can only imagine what it's like to start a new campaign and take it on all by yourself. So what is your motivation? What keeps you going?
For me, it's relatively easy in that, especially when I think of this woman who contacted me and said her father had been killed in a plane crash when she was 4 years old, and her sister was just a few weeks old, back in the 50s. And she said, I really want to honor my dad. I want to tell his story. And so, on the phone with her, and both of us are in tears. I was sitting actually at the Exchange parking lot, and that's where I do a lot of my interviews, is in a parking lot somewhere because it's quiet in my car. And so, I was talking to her, and then once I published her interview, to be able to share with her, this is how many people shared this, and these are the comments that you're getting, and your dad is not forgotten. And so in one moment like that, if that was the only moment I had since I started this 7 months ago, I would still keep doing it. But it's every time I publish a story where, whether 1.5 million people read it or 50 people read it, the person whose story it is, they feel like they have a voice. And so that for me is just, it is so humbling and it is so amazing and it is so inspiring for myself that it's easy to want to keep doing it, to be honest.
Wow. Oh, this has been such a great show. Where can our listeners go to learn more about humans on the home front and to read the story?
So I do have a blog, humansonthehomefront.com. Facebook is great, Humans on the Homefront. Twitter, anything on social media. But the blog is just really, where the stories are published. But I think the most interaction happens on Facebook. It's easy to message. It's easy to tag people. So on the Facebook page.
Well, TT, thanks so much for being our guest this evening. We really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us and share about your passion and your project, Humans on the Home Front.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for connecting me with all of your listeners and future features of Humans on the Home Front. Thank you in advance. I really appreciate it.
Well, have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
And listeners, thank you for tuning in. Join us next week, January 16th, 2017, when our featured guest will be author Rosamond Stone Zander, chatting with us about her book, Pathways to Possibility.
Now, in the meantime, join us on www.armywifenetwork.com. armywife.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors or follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is your Army Wife Network core team signing out.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.